Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris, Brian, Austin Price with you. Today we'll be definitely giving you some updated information on what Aaron is up to. Don't worry about it. Doesn't have a thing to do with our weather at all. So yeah. That is something you don't have to worry about. But we want to make sure that you're well-informed exactly what's happening. Maybe you might be traveling up the East Coast, maybe doing North Carolina in your plans, or on up towards the New York area. Well, be aware, weather is going to be pretty lousy coming together in the next couple of days. We'll talk about that, but right now let's jump on three important things you need to know about today.
Number one.
Okay, Hurricane Center models showing Hurricane Aaron's forward speed has increased. The system is now tracking slightly toward the northwest. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations. Storm surge flooding and tropical storm conditions are expected in the Outer Banks beginning tomorrow. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. It now has a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days. If it were to form into a named storm, it could become Tropical Storm Ferdinand.
Number two.
And new UWF Haas Center data reveals that 47% of 5,200 military personnel who leave service each year intend to stay in Northwest Florida. Eglin and Hurlburt Field account for 88% of local separations, followed by NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Tyndall Air Force Base, and Naval Support Activity Panama City. By branch, the Air Force supplies 33% of transitioning personnel, the Navy 28%, and the Army 23%.
Number three.
All right, Santa Rosa County has allocated over $100,000 in funding to remove those gopher tortoises found at the site of a drainage project in Milton. The removal requires setting those gopher traps, monitoring them twice a day for up to 28 days, which means the Pine Blossom Road project could be delayed about a month. Once the gopher tortoises are removed, they're going to be transported to a permitted recipient site, which becomes their brand new home.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves announced two new appointments today. Former U.S. Navy Captain Cliff Collins has joined as Associate City Administrator for Strategic Initiatives. Meanwhile, Adrian Walker, previously the city's Historic Preservation Planner, steps in as Strategic Initiatives Project Officer. Both will officially start on Monday, August 25th, as part of the city's strategic plan implementation.
27-year-old Shauna Gully. She's in custody after the stabbing death of 48-year-old Timothy Prayer. This happened on Dogwood Drive Monday. Scambia deputies found Prayer with stab wounds on his front lawn. Gully was taken into custody on a warrant for a previous domestic violence charge. Scambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
And so we're going to serve that warrant. I'm not saying we're going to charge her with a homicide, at least not yet.
Okay.
But I will tell you that we did find her. She is at the sheriff's office now being charged with the domestic violence warrant.
Okay. Gully lived at the residence with Prayer before this incident. Keith Elliott, an information technology specialist for Santa Rosa County School District, been placed on administrative leave pending the final outcome of an ongoing investigation. In 2024, Elliott was reprimanded and placed on probation for inappropriate communications with female students. An investigation into a new set of allegations was completed August 13th. Those findings have not yet been released. It is 4:15. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, it was a pretty easy going day on our Monday yesterday. Hopefully I can say the same about the roads right now. Kind of. Looks like we got a little bit of backups on North Davis Highway here and there, particularly near the intersection with Airport Boulevard, but none of it's too severe. Also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Our worst looking spot is going to have to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be just westbound of Avalon Boulevard. There is an accident reported in that area near Oriole Beach, causing backups in both directions. Also have some backups if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. It's been cloudy on and off throughout this afternoon. That's because of the rainfall chances that we have, and they're going to be lingering over the course of the next few days. Tomorrow's high going to creep up a little bit higher than today's, sitting at around 94.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, move over Beverly Hills. There's a new neighborhood taking the crown as America's most expensive. Gables Estates. Getty community down in Coral Gables has now taken over Zillow's top spot for the United States' most expensive neighborhood. This is based on home value data over the past 12 months. The neighborhood now tops Beverly Hills, long regarded as the pinnacle zip code of wealth.
This tragic accident that happened in Florida is just another example of the destruction of Joe Biden's policies and Governor Newsom's policies. And we've lost three precious lives that we'll never be able to get back.
And something that hasn't really been able to catch a break is Roblox. Have you heard of this, Chris? Roblox?
Just partially.
Okay. Roblox is, of course, a video game, and it's been getting a lot of hate for how its community is allowed to kind of allow harassment as far as how it manages everything or how little it monitors stuff. Well, a Florida mom now suing Roblox, claiming that the child gaming app enabled a pedophile to groom and rape her 11-year-old daughter. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says there needs to be more laws in place to prevent this from happening. Florida's attorney general sent a subpoena to Roblox in May demanding information on how it's marketed to kids and how it monitors chat rooms. Roblox claims that it uses facial age estimation technology to verify ages of all users.
Well, Hurricane Erin is taking credit for one really injury early in the life of this storm. 50-year-old was injured in Florida on Monday while reportedly boogie boarding in high surf. What do they say? Stay out of the water. It's not that hard to understand. Hurricane Erin continues northwest just off the East Coast. Fox 35 Orlando's Kelsey Carnes reports from Merritt Island, Florida.
It happened at Shepherd Park, which is a popular surfing location in the area. Brevard County Ocean Rescue confirming that boogie boarder, quote, suffered a traumatic injury from the surf. Once the victim was taken off the beach, he was taken over to Holmes Regional Medical Center. Right now, officials are sounding the alarm about the risk for any injury that comes from those swells from Hurricane Erin. In Merritt Island, I'm Kelsey Cairns, Fox News.
And two textbook publishers accused of cheating Florida school districts out of millions of dollars. A lawsuit filed by the state attorney general accuses McGraw-Hill LLC and Savvis Learning Company LLC of overcharging for instructional materials. Governor Ron DeSantis says state law requires textbook publishers to charge the lowest nationwide price. He vowed to make sure the companies pay back the money they took.
Well, let's talk about the beaches. We were just telling you about one case down in the Orlando area. Well, beaches near the Kennedy Space Center in Florida could be closed up to 60 times a year if a proposal from SpaceX is approved. Esther Bauer is down in Brevard County today with more on the story.
SpaceX is asking to launch and land Starship up to 44 times per year from Launch Complex 39A. The FAA says in this new report, restricted access associated with launches and landings would be expanded to also affect the northern portion of the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station and publicly accessible areas in the southern portion of the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge and Canaveral National Seashore. That includes Playa Linda Beach. People who love the national park aren't thrilled about this possibility. A change.org petition is already growing on the issue with nearly 2,000 signatures so far. People argue shutting down the beach will impact tourism and recreation in the area. Brevard County, Esther Bauer, Fox News.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we do every hour of every afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barbary, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barbary Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF 1106-7749.
There are
lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the brief but intense dust-up over stormwater mitigation fees in the Pensacola City Council meeting, President Trump's call to get rid of mail-in balloting and voting machines, and whether that's constitutional or even justified. The CORE program in Escambia County passes 400 people help. And is it persuasive to use words like fascist and Nazi at local county commission and city council meetings? Catch all those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on today. The Trump administration has opened what it calls the largest federal immigration detention center in the country's history. That's a mouthful for you. Jeff Manasso has more on the story.
The federal government continues its large-scale push of immigration detention facilities in its mass deportation efforts. Its latest facility called the Lone Star Lockup. That opened over the weekend at Fort Bliss, Texas, under a $1.2 billion Defense Department contract. The detention center, set to hold up to 5,000 beds by 2027, that supporters say will help ease overcrowding at other facilities, that critics, including the American Civil Liberties Union, have called shameful. The new Fort Bliss facility joins Alligator Alcatraz in Florida. Additional new immigration detention facilities and expansions have also opened or are planned across the U.S. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
424, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're watching that money for you this afternoon. By the way, Dow reaching an all-time high this afternoon. Well, let's take a look at those numbers. Hillary Barsky's in.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow managing to eke out a gain after hitting a record intraday high. High-flying tech stocks that have been riding the artificial intelligence wave retreated, dragging the tech-heavy Nasdaq sharply lower as investors begin to digest a batch of earnings from major retailers. Home Depot stock rose 3%. The Dow winners, Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Microsoft. The Dow rising 10 points, the Nasdaq lower by 315, S&P 500 down 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 425 Austin Price. Looking at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And some increased congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway near Avalon Boulevard. there is some congestion going both ways there because of an accident report near Oriole Beach. Outside of that, your worst spot's probably going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. So all in all, just your usual spots right now. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Got some rainfall chances this evening and over the course of the next few days, but the highs are still going to be sitting at around 94, 93 over the next couple days.
All right. 426 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola's most informative air and information station. I can tell you that because we're getting a lot of reports from different parts of the affected zone area communities along the East Coast this afternoon, bracing for impacts from Hurricane Erin, with some areas in North Carolina now under a state of emergency. Mike Seidel is in Rodanthe. I think it's called Rodanthe. I'm pretty sure.
I'll take your
Rodanthe,
word for it.
North Carolina. He's got the latest.
The surf, it's continuing to crank up. Off the coast, we have 12 footers already. We're forecasting wave heights here in the surf zone, 15 to 20 feet. Now, Rodanthe has been known for losing homes to the Atlantic. They've lost about a dozen in the past 4 years, six last year alone, not only during hurricanes and tropical storms, but also during nor'easters. That will shut down Highway 12, and because of that, that mandatory evacuation kicked in for residents. Cars and vans and trucks evacuating all the traffic heading north out of these towns like Rodanthe and Buxton and areas like Frisco.
Okay, let me take you up north on the coastline just a bit. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy speaking with reporters as the state braces for the impacts of Hurricane Erin.
Remember, this storm's going to miss us. So this, it's other than tomorrow and maybe a little bit of Thursday, there's no rain involved. But we are hyper concerned, first and foremost, about complacency, particularly when the weather is really good Thursday afternoon through Sunday.
All right, and Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says her city won't back down despite a demand by Attorney General Pam Bondi to end certain sanctuary city immigration policies. Speaking to reporters today, Wu said federal officials who are attacking communities that embody diversity are wrong on the law and wrong on safety. Bondi sent letters last week to several cities and states that asked for a response, confirming the city's commitment to complying with federal law and immigration enforcement policies.
Sometime there is a negative element to some stories here. The Department of Justice now investigating whether crime data in Washington, D.C. was manipulated to make it look lower.
Ruh-roh.
David Smunt in Washington.
The Justice Department is investigating whether or not someone or multiple people may have manipulated crime data when it comes to Washington, D.C. crime statistics. This investigation is being run out of U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's office here in D.C. Again, these are just allegations. President Trump mentioned something about it yesterday on Truth Social and said that there is an investigation underway. Then we were able to confirm that as well from two independent sources. I will note, if you go on the D.C. website, it says violent crime is down 26% from what it was last year. But we asked, after seeing a report from a local affiliate here in Washington, D.C., that a police sergeant was put on leave. We asked, MPD said that they could not confirm the existence of an investigation.
And speaking of D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser is disputing President Trump's declaration that his crime crackdown is making the city safer. Trump asserts that the surge in federal agents and National Guard troops is already improving safety, but Muriel Bowser told reporters yesterday that a better question is to ask why the military would be deployed in an American city to police Americans.
Because a better explanation would be, look at the numbers already. Mm. from August 7th, when they first started, to the numbers today, almost 500 arrests. And these are major criminals we're talking about.
Yikes.
We're not talking about lightweights here. State Department now revoking thousands of student visas. Rich Edson is in Washington with more.
The administration revoked 4,000 of those visas because those students broke the law in the United States. That's according to a State Department official who also tells Fox News the State Department pulled 200 to 300 visas for students supporting terrorism, like fundraising for Hamas. 800 faced arrest or charges stemming from assault. Others overstayed previous visas or were charged with DUIs. The Trump administration has canceled these 6,000 student visas, as it has also cracked down on international students attending American universities who have organized or participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations.
Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon, rates slightly higher today. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.59%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.97%. All right. We'll look at some sports coming up in five. This is News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody.
Fox News.
News. I'm Ted Lindner. Russia continuing to launch attacks on Ukraine despite peace discussions taking place in Washington, D.C. over the last week between President Trump and both the Ukrainian and Russian leaders.
That's something that President Trump has been frustrated with over and over again. He's expressed it on a number of occasions that he has a conversation with President Putin. It seems to go well, and then Russia attacks Ukraine again.
Fox's Grady Trimble. The White House says it's still working to set up a meeting between Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. And Israel has been urged to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza after Hamas approved the plan.
The deal on the table is said to be almost identical to the one put forward by the U.S. earlier this year. A 60-day pause in fighting, roughly half the 20 remaining living hostages released.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. So far, Israel has not offered an official response. America's listening to Fox News.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chest, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the National Hurricane Center models show that Hurricane Aaron's forward speed has increased. The system is now tracking slightly towards the northwest. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations as storm surge flooding and tropical storm conditions are expected in the Outer Banks beginning tomorrow. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Aaron. You've heard us talk about that one. It now has a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days. If it were to form into a named storm, it could become Tropical Storm Fernand.
Number two.
Okay, new UWF Hospital data revealing 47% of 5,200 military personnel who leave service every year intend to stay in Northwest Florida. Eglin and Hurlburt Field account for 88% of local separations, followed by NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Tyndall Air Force Base, and Naval Support Activity Panama City. By branch, the Air Force supplies 33% of transitioning personnel, the Navy 28%, and the Army comes in at 23%.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa County has allocated over $100,000 in funding to remove gopher tortoises found at the site of a drainage project in Milton. The removal requires setting gopher traps and monitoring twice a day for up to 28 days, which means the Pine Blossom Road project could be delayed for about a month. Once the gopher tortoises are removed, they'll be transported to a permitted recipient site, which becomes their new habitat.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Florida's Doge team continues to dissect Pensacola's expenses. Mayor Reeves says he stands by the city's efforts and will fully comply with the state auditors. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
As prescribed, as predicted in terms of wanting access to whatever information, and they may have follow-up questions, may have for either staff or for particular financials. I appreciate our team working hard. We've met every one of those requests.
Well, Reeves says he doesn't expect to have an update on the results of the audit anytime soon.
All right, and we're learning a bit more about the recent arrest of a Pensacola Catholic High School student after a reported school threat was made online. While local media reports indicated that the threat was aimed at a school just outside of Des Moines, Iowa, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says they weren't sure what school was referenced. The student was arrested late last week, and the school says the student was enrolled in classes there previously but is no longer enrolled.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Bogart hits one high and deep. Ramos back, and I think a fan took that one away.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. It was spectator interference.
Hit the guy's arm.
Hit the hand's hand.
So he's out. How about that?
It hit his arm.
It must have hit his hand somewhere.
On NBC Sports Bay Area, Xander Bogaerts appeared to have hit a home run for the Padres against the Giants, but the home run did not count, taken away by fan interference. Bogaerts was ruled out. The lost home run costly as the Padres were beaten by the Giants 4-3. San Diego manager Mike Schilt was ejected from the game, arguing after the home run was taken away. The Padres missed a chance to gain ground on the first-place Dodgers in the NL West. Los Angeles lost for the first time in 11 meetings against the Colorado Rockies 4-3. A walk-off win for Colorado with ninth-inning single by Warming Bernabeu. The Dodgers still lead the Padres by 2 games atop the NL West. AL Central leading Tigers shut out the AL West leading Astros 10-0. 9 strikeouts for Jack Flaherty. The Astros still lead the AL West by 1.5 games over the Mariners. Seattle lost 12-7 at Philadelphia. The Phillies got 2 home runs from Bryce Harper and 4 hits from Trey Turner. Philly now 5.5 games ahead of the Mets for first place in the NL East. The Mets were off. The Braves' win streak was snapped at 5 games. Atlanta lost 13-9 to the White Sox. So much for that doubleheader in Chicago between the Cubs and Brewers. They were making up a rainout from 2 months ago. They played 1 game Monday, and the second game got rained out. So they'll try for a day-night doubleheader again today. The Brewers, whose team record 14-game win streak ended Sunday, got back in the win column with a 7-0 victory over the Cubs Monday. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a former NBA number one overall pick is retiring after 13 seasons. John Wall announced the news himself on X with a video of highlights throughout his career, accompanied by the post stating, "Retired but never done." The Kentucky product was the top selection in the 2010 NBA draft by the Washington Wizards.
Okay, Cleveland Browns choosing their starting quarterback comes as no surprise. Probably here's Joe Morgan.
The Cleveland Browns will have a Super Bowl champion under center when they kick off their regular season against the Bengals. Joe Flacco is the winner of the quarterback competition in Cleveland, beating out Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. Flacco is easily the most experienced of the quarterbacks. Sanders and Gabriel are rookies, with the 40-year-old starting 191 regular season games during his career. It's Flacco's second stint in Cleveland. He won the Comeback Player of the Year award 2 seasons ago after he went 4-1 as the starter and led the Browns to the playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You know, I know we're talking about him quote-unquote winning the quarterback race, but yeah, there wasn't much of a race to have when you look at that experience he's got under his belt.
They're so deep.
Absolutely. And a former MLB All-Star and World Series champion is participating in a webinar on Wednesday hosted by the ADL. Former Boston Red Sox third baseman Kevin Youkilis is the guest on a webinar called Safe at Home, Kevin Youkilis on Baseball, Belonging, and Being Jewish. The ADL says it's part of its Game Changers series, which it describes as a program to explore how sports can inspire, spark dialogue, and challenge anti-Semitism.
All right, the NBA Celtics sale has been finalized. Here's Jared Max.
The deal had already been agreed upon and approved by the NBA Board of Governors. Tuesday, money was exchanged. The sale of majority ownership of the 18-time NBA champion Boston Celtics to a group led by Bill Chisholm finalized. 23 years since an ownership group led by Wick Grosbeck bought the NBA's most decorated champion for $360 million. The valuation of this sale was $6.1 billion, an increase of nearly 1,600%, the most ever paid for a North American pro sports franchise. This sale gives Bill Chisholm's group 51% ownership in the Celtics. In 2028, they'll get the whole team. In 23 years under Wick Grosbeck, the Celtics made the playoffs 20 times. They went to the NBA Finals 4 times and won 2 championships. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, one county in California filing a lawsuit against social media companies due to their impact on minors. Well, Tom Vicar, he's out there in San Francisco at the our affiliate, Fox affiliate KTVU, that's Channel 2, by the way, reporting this afternoon from Sonoma County.
Sonoma County joined San Mateo and San Diego counties in a federal lawsuit that accuses social media giants of violating the Federal Racketeering Act and unfair business practices. The defendants are Meta's Facebook, Meta's Instagram, TikTok, Google, Roblox, Snap, Siculus, YouTube, Discord, and others. Professor Mark Kaplan, a social welfare and preventative medicine expert at UCLA School of Public Policy, says though social media has many good qualities, it can also do great harm to youngsters.
And there's a potential link between hearing aids and a reduction in dementia risk. According to new research from the Framingham Heart Study, the nearly 3,000 adults who used hearing aids due to hearing loss cut their risk of dementia by more than half. Researchers say there's no benefit for adults who used hearing aids after the age of 70. Doctors say the study highlights the importance of early intervention and identification of hearing loss.
Okay, Meta's AI chatbot for kids allowed for sensual conversations, and the anger has been bipartisan, with some senators now calling for a congressional investigation. Words do mean something. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
An internal policy document reviewed by Reuters revealed that romantic or flirtatious conversations were allowed with minors. The document details approved language versus overtly sexual conversation that is not approved. Still, the types of conversations allowed with 13-year-olds have outraged lawmakers who've been pushing for online safety legislation for years. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley said this is grounds for an immediate congressional investigation. He writes in a letter to Meta to preserve their records. Hawaii Democratic Senator Brian Schatz wrote on X that what Meta allowed is disgusting and evil, that his head is exploding knowing that multiple people approved this. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the FDA urging the public not to consume great value raw frozen shrimp sold at Walmart. According to a statement from the FDA, the advisory comes after Customs and Border Protection alerted the agency about possible cesium-137 contamination. That's a radioactive isotope from shipping containers. Frozen shrimp from the distributor Indonesia's BMS Foods has tested positive, but the FDA says no shrimp that has tested positive has entered the U.S. food supply, luckily.
There's the downside to buying frozen shrimp right there.
Mm.
Buy fresh shrimp. It's plentiful around here. Do it. Okay, Lisa Brady has tips on how to avoid riptides in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. As Hurricane Erin churns north along the East Coast this week, it brings dangerous rip currents and reminders to stay safe. American Lifeguard Association spokesperson Wyatt Werneth offers some swimming tips.
A little checklist that we have. One is know before you go. If you can go online and check out where there are lifeguards or where maybe there's not lifeguards, you need to know what the weather conditions are and if the rip current warnings and things like that. The other thing is always assign a water watcher. If you got a group of people, you might need more than one water watcher.
If caught in a rip current, the advice is to swim parallel to shore until you're out of it. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and it's worse than usual. There are accident reports in that area. and the congestion is backing up onto I-110 North. Also got some issues at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. This is going to be I-10 traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. We do have an accident report in that area causing congestion. And last but not least, there was, you guessed it, an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway near Avalon Boulevard causing congestion between Oriole Beach and Tiger Point. As for your local weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Next couple of days have some slight rainfall chances with highs sitting at around 93 or 94.
446 News Radio 92.3. Did you say the between Oriole Beach and Tiger Point?
Yes.
That's a bad area.
Yeah, it sucks anyway. With the traffic
issue, what I was getting
it's all the worst.
That is an area you just don't want to have to deal with if you don't have to. Okay, let's talk about the hurricane. I told you I was going to keep you updated on it. Aaron continues to move northwest off the East Coast as other parts of the U.S. face showers and extreme heat. Janice Dean rejoins us. She's been away for a while. We welcome Janice
Hurricane
back.
Aaron, still a powerful major hurricane that will thankfully not make a direct hit on the East Coast. However, we're still going to see and feel impacts with life-threatening surf and rip currents all along the East Coast, storming conditions for the Outer Banks as well late on Wednesday. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms could bring issues for the South Central and Southwest U.S., and extreme heat continues for parts of the Mississippi Valley and the Southwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, we're checking in with Mike Seidel once again. He is on the East Coast there in North Carolina. Rodanthe, North Carolina is where Mike is this afternoon filing these reports for us. Mike?
Right now, Aaron is about 750 miles south-southeast of here in Rodanthe. It's moving northwest at 7. It's slowed down. The winds are 110 miles an hour, and that is a high-end Cat 2. It may go back up to a Cat 3, but that doesn't matter. It's going to grow in size. The wind field is going to expand, and here on the coast of North Carolina, we could see waves breaking 15 to 20 feet. These are big, destructive waves. So as the tides come in, they're going to take out these dune lines. These homes are in a precarious position as we go through the next couple of days. Already a mandatory evacuation here, and many beaches from Florida to Jersey and Long Island will be closed.
Here's today's business news.
And Mike Seidel there. A change at the top of the U.S. Air Force. Big changes. Here's CJ Papa.
Appointed by President Biden, General David Alvin said he will retire this fall. That's 2 years into a four-year term, said the Pentagon, which added he would remain in his position until a replacement is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, allowing for a smooth transition. The 23rd Air Force Chief of Staff is not the first top official to leave the military or be fired during the second term of President Trump. That list includes the Joint Chiefs Chairman, the Chief of Naval Operations, the Vice Chief of the Air Force, the Coast Guard Commandant, and a number of others. General Alvin previously served as the Vice Chief of Staff in the Air Force during President Trump's first term. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today accusing India of profiteering from cheap Russian oil imports during the war in Ukraine. Bessent telling CNBC's Squawk Box in an interview that India has made $16 billion in excess profits. Prior to the invasion, India imported a minuscule amount of Russian crude. Meanwhile, OpenAI is launching a subscription plan in India priced at nearly $4.60 a month. That's the most affordable offering yet from the ChatGPT maker as it looks to grow in its second largest market by user base. Home Depot held steady its full-year outlook today as quarterly earnings and revenue fell shy of Wall Street's target. The company says it expects full-year total sales to grow by 2.8%. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining 10, the S&P 500 dropped close to 40, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 1.5%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the strike at Canada's largest airline is over. A lot of happy folks about this one. Lillian Wu has a story on News Radio 92.3.
The tentative agreement between Air Canada and the union representing its flight attendants coming on day four of the strike, which upended travel for an estimated 500,000 passengers. And after flight attendants defied two return-to-work orders from an industrial relations board, which ruled the strike unlawful, the union says the airline will now pay for work done while planes are on the ground, such as boarding passengers. That was one of the major issues which drove the strike. Air Canada says wages would rise by 8% the first year, and that flights are slated to resume this evening, but return to full regular service could take more than a week. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And two major companies into local TV station business could soon become one. Nexstar Media Group has agreed to buy Tegna in a deal worth $6.2 billion. The deal will need to be approved by regulators, including the FCC, and it's expected to close in the second half of next year. Nexstar is the largest television station owner in the country, while Tegna owns 64 stations. If the deal is approved, Nexstar would have 265 full-power TV stations in 132 of the U.S.'s 210 television markets.
See, and if you listen to that name, Nexstar, it might sound familiar because they are the owners of WKRG television.
Really?
In our local market. All right, ready to conduct a startup for a high-tech business? You need some help there?
Sure.
All right. Apple may want to show you how to do it. Eben Brown has the story.
Apple opens its Apple Manufacturing Academy today. It is a program in partnership with Michigan State University where small and medium-sized businesses can participate in free learning sessions in Detroit for training in machine learning, tech manufacturing, and automation, and other new tech skills. It's part of Apple's commitment to spend more than $500 billion to grow the U.S. high-tech sector in the age of artificial intelligence. And while these classes are in person, Apple will also offer additional training and consulting remotely going forward. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And housing starts are up, growing by 5.2% in July compared to June. That's according to today's report from the U.S. Census Bureau. That represents more than 1.4 million homes and was stronger than analysts were expecting. Building permits dropped, with the latest figure showing a 2.8% decrease in July. Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some more frivolous headlines for you, some pop culture notes as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Let's kill it because we're running out of time.
Pensacola right now.
So beautiful. Relationships, they seem from the start. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also
.55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price on a roll today, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed, I am. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor and text radio to 83393 for more on that. Let's see. We still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be just west of Avalon Boulevard. There are some backups because of an accident reported in that area earlier. Also have some backups on I-10. Traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Let's see, looking at the weather here, just about 84 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. We do have rainfall chances over the course of the next few days, but the highs aren't really going to take too big of a hit. Tomorrow's high, for example, sitting at 94.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, smooth tunes going into this story. First list of MTV's VMA performers are out, which includes Sabrina Carpenter, DJ Snake, and a lot more. Here's Michelle Polino.
And what, actually, let me ask you, what number is this, by the way?
This is, would you rack 2750 for me, please?
Thank you so much.
Sabrina Carpenter, Somber, Alex Warren, and J Balvin with DJ Snake are locked in to perform the 2025 MTV VMAs. Carpenter scored 8 nominations, including Video of the Year, for Man Child off her upcoming album, Man's Best Friend. Somber will hit the VMA stage for the first time, nominated for Best New Artist and Best Alternative. Warren also making his first appearance, nominated for Best New Artist and Pop and Song of the Year. Lady Gaga leads all nominees with 12, followed by Bruno Mars with 11 and Kendrick Lamar with 10. LL Cool J will host the show September 7th for the first time on CBS and simulcast on MTV and Paramount Plus. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Minnesota's Attorney General accusing TikTok of harming children. Keith Ellison plans to sue the social media giant, claiming it creates addictive behavior for young people and fails to follow state commerce laws. He added that the specific issues include a decrease in student attention span, students taking part in dangerous challenges, sleep deprivation, and even depression.
4:57, News Radio 92.3, DOJ adding a new deputy FBI director. A lot of changes in the Bureau. Ryan Schmelz takes a look.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey will serve alongside Dan Bongino as co-deputy director of the FBI. Bailey has positioned himself as a tough-on-crime supporter of President Trump, who's testified before Congress about allegations of the federal government being weaponized against the president. Bailey was also one of several Republican attorneys general who challenged President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan before the Supreme Court. He becomes the latest Missouri attorney general to end up in Washington. Current Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt had the job before Bailey. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Oasis will have pop-up stores open ahead of the North American leg of their reunion tour. The stores will feature official Live 25 merchandise, including exclusive brand collaboration and limited edition items. The stores will be set up in L.A. on August 20th, August 21st in Toronto, August 23rd in NYC, and August 26th in Milwaukee. The pop-up shops will have T-shirts featuring album and single artwork graphics honoring the band's debut and sophomore albums.
Okay, a survey learns how young Americans are coping with stubbornly high prices. Here's Lillian Wu.
A lot of Gen Z and millennials are feeling that friendship is taking too big of a bite out of their budgets, with 44% saying they've skipped major social events because of cost. Of the 1,000 people surveyed by Ally Financial, 42% said they overspend a few months out of the year, while 18% say they overspend every other month. Only 18% said they budget for social spending, while 59% say their financial goals, such as paying off student loans or buying a home, are impacted by this spending. The survey also found the respondents prioritize friendship, and 23% said they found ways to spend time together without spending money. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein set to release on Netflix. Michelle's back.
Guillermo del Toro's long-awaited Frankenstein is officially getting a theatrical run. Netflix announced Monday that the film will open in select theaters October 17th, ahead of its global streaming premiere November 7th.
An idea took shape in my mind. Until it became truth.
The move comes after months of fan outcry when the trailer dropped back in June without any theatrical plans, despite Del Toro himself hinting the movie would hit cinemas. The film adapts Mary Shelley's classic following Victor Frankenstein, a brilliant but arrogant scientist who brings a creature to life in an experiment that dooms them both. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, afternoon, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.